Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Bonjour à tous. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. Thanks for joining me here. This is episode number 61, numéro 61. So we're starting a new conjugation series on appreciation verbs. In the next few episodes, we're going to learn how to express your taste and preferences, as in how to say what you love, like, dislike, hate, etc. So in today's episode, we're talking about the verb aimer, which means to love or to like. First, we'll talk about the difference between to like and to love in French, and then we'll dive into the conjugation of the verb aimer with plenty of examples. Before we start, as usual, make sure you download your lesson's cheat sheet. It is free. After the lesson, it's time to practice. Head over to the French Made Easy library, where you can download your lesson's exercises. The link is in the episode notes. Vous êtes prêts? You guys ready? On y va! Alright, so in French, we don't have a special verb for like and love. It is the same verb. Aimer. Aimer. So you're going to tell me, okay, Mathilde, that's great. How do we know when people say like or love? Because that can make a pretty big difference, right? Well, honestly, most of the time, it depends on the context. But as a beginner, to avoid any ambiguity and to make things simpler, what I recommend is to add the little adverb bien, B-I-E-N, bien. It means good or well, but don't worry about the translation because it's not used as a word-for-word translation here. Anyways, that's going to weaken the verb aimer from love to like. Let me just explain that a bit more. By adding the adverb bien, the verb aimer, the translation of the verb aimer, is going to go down from love to like. And by the way, we can use other adverbs, but that's going to be for another lesson. For now, let's just keep it simple. So for example, if I want to say, I love my husband. J'aime mon mari. J'aime mon mari. But if I want to say, I like chocolate, I'm going to say, j'aime bien le chocolat. J'aime bien le chocolat. I've added the adverb bien. So the translation of the verb aimer goes from love to like. Hopefully that makes sense. Now let's dive into the conjugation of the verb aimer in the present tense. Please repeat after me. Répétez après moi. J'aime, or j'aime bien, I like, I love. J'aime, tu aimes, you like or you love, tu aimes. And don't forget the silent S at the end. Il aime, he likes, he loves. Il aime, elle aime, she likes, she loves. On aime, we like, we love, and that's informal. On aime. Nous aimons, we like, we love, formal. Nous aimons. Attention here, don't forget the liaison between nous and aimons. And if you don't know what the liaison is, then check out my course, French Pronunciation Made Easy. The link is in the description. Vous aimez, you like, you love. Vous aimez. The same goes here. Don't forget the liaison between vous and aimer. Ils aiment. They like, they love. Masculine. Ils aiment. Elles aiment. They like, they love. Feminine. Okay, perfect. Parfait. Now let's see some examples of the French verb aimer conjugated in the present tense. I'm also going to add the adverb bien to show you how to use it, and just for fun, I'll add some negation too. If you don't know how to use the negation, then you can go back to episode number 36 where I explain how to build negative sentences. Okay, so again, repeat after me. J'aime ma femme. I love my wife. J'aime ma femme. Tu aimes bien mon nouveau manteau? Do you like my new coat? Tu aimes bien mon nouveau manteau? Tu aimes bien mon nouveau manteau? Il n'aime pas les brocolis. He doesn't like broccoli. Il n'aime pas les brocolis. Elle aime bien lire. She likes to read. Elle aime bien lire. Elle aime bien lire. On aime bien écouter de la musique. We like to listen to music. On aime bien écouter de la musique. Nous aimons nos enfants. We love our kids. Nous aimons nos enfants. Vous aimez bien voyager? Do you like to travel? Vous aimez bien voyager? Vous aimez bien voyager? Ils n'aiment pas prendre le train. They don't like taking the train. Ils n'aiment pas prendre le train. Elles aiment bien le yoga. They like yoga. Elles aiment bien le yoga. All right, that's it for the example and that's it for this week. J'espère que vous avez bien aimé cet épisode. I hope you liked this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to go and download your lessons exercises to practice what you've learned today. If you've enjoyed this episode, then I really appreciate a quick rating and review on Apple Podcast. À la semaine prochaine. Talk to you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, it's me again. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with French pronunciation, I am excited to announce my new and free beginner's audio guide. It's called 5-Step Roadmap to a Faultless French Pronunciation. It's really designed to simplify your French pronunciation journey and to make it less overwhelming for you. So if you are a beginner starting or restarting to learn French and you want to improve your French pronunciation, then this audio guide is perfect for you. And obviously, you also get a transcript with the audio guide so you can follow along while you listen. So click the link inside your podcast notes to access your audio guide. It is free. À bientôt. Bye.